support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Has a doctor told you that you had a traumatic brain injury or concussion? St. Louis University is seeking veterans and civilian adults for a brain imaging research study. Participation requires 2 full days of brain tests, and eligible participants will receive compensation for time. Copies of brain images will be provided at no cost. If you suffered a brain injury since 2002, please call 314-977-8560 for more information. Again, that's 314-977-8560.
Only $6.99.
Enjoy prime rib and baked potato tonight at Iacovelli's in Florissant for only $6.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's. A great place for great steak and great prices. The same succulent prime rib they serve every day.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270.
Online at Iacovelli's.com.
There's no better way to see the USA than in an RV. Find the RV that is right for you and your family at the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show. America Center, downtown St. Louis, January 13th through the 15th.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
An unusual way to start this show talking about sports, but does anybody in this room care how the game between the Broncos and the Patriots goes this weekend?
Oh, sure.
How do you want it to go?
I don't really care.
I do.
I kind of like to see the Bears win.
I want to see Broncos.
The Broncos win.
The Bears.
Oh, I thought you said the Bears.
No, Broncos.
Are you on drugs?
Yeah, yeah.
Denver.
No, I wish I was.
I want Denver to win. I'll tell you why. I'm sick and tired of people making fun of Tim Tebow. Find something else to make fun of other than a clean-cut, decent human being who happens to be religious. Find something else to pick on and make fun of. So I hope they win. I know that the odds are greatly in favor of Patriots, but I want the Broncos to win. I just get tired of we've got so many thugs in sports and show business. So many despicable sluts and skanks like these Kardashians and people that have no direction, no morals, no ethics, no integrity. And you get a guy like Tim Tebow, knock off making fun of him. He hadn't done anything to anybody. Is that the worst thing that somebody can do is point to the sky or something? I hope he wins. That's it. That's the end of sports commentary.
I had a little more I can add to that.
Okay.
You know, the 316
thing? Hey, look who's here.
Thing?
Tina Dalpiez back from San Diego.
Hey. Yeah.
Yesterday.
The 316 deal with Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, before he had that, Stone Cold Steve Austin had that on his shirt.
That's right. I do
the
remember
316.
That.
Um, his 316, what was it? Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass.
That was his.
But now he's saying, if Tebow can throw for 316 yards again this weekend, then hell, he can have the numbers, and I'll have no problem with it. He says, a guy named John was using it before me, so if Tebow can do it again, more power to him.
The only thing I would have said differently is I wouldn't have said hell in there. It's kind of a religious thing. Well, you throw hell
Stone
in.
Cold is
well, he's a wrestler.
He's never been known to.
Oh, and then he says, I'm not a Denver fan, but Tim's a great role model for kids. So I thought that was all very nice.
Yeah, I agree. And plus, when I hear people on radio or TV picking on him, making fun, calling him names, I really want him to win. So I think that's as much.
And I can't stand the Patriots. Here.
Well, now you got another reason to want him to win. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, everybody. It's the 10th day of the first month of 2012. And we're going to take phone calls today.
Our Lord.
What?
2012 of our Lord.
That's not how you say it.
Oh.
2012 Anno Domini.
He just did it yesterday.
Year of our Lord. I just did that yesterday.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
I was out taking the wheels.
Are you on drugs?
You're on drugs too.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a band thing. We got to do it too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you band people.
Yeah.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Yeah, that's how those hip band people band.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
you know, you two get in the band and you're just too cool for this room.
It's fogging your brains.
Brother. If you'd like to kick it off by speaking with us, we would love to have you. The door is open. What we have to say can wait. Yours may not be able to. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. If you call us now, we'll jump right on the phones and talk to you. I promise. Later on, Dan, put your names on the screen. We have the Wood Report coming up, one of my very favorite segments of the week because I get to interrupt it a lot. And last night I saw War Horse. I will tell you a little later what I thought about that. I will just tell you that I expected it to be great, as in four ARDs. It was good, but it wasn't great.
It's kind of like a tease, like on the news. Coming up later.
Coming up next.
Yeah, I'll show
is
you.
Something
I'll
show that you. Your child eating during school may kill them? We'll find out later.
Yeah, I'll show you teasing after the show.
Okay.
Okay, the lines are all lit up. Dan's taking names. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Wow, they're all lit up. We must have listeners today. Let's start with Ken. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm an A&M.
That's a good way to be.
Hallelujah. And, yeah, I'll agree with you on the War Horse.
Right off the thing.
Yeah,
yeah. It's hard.
3 out of 4.
Yeah, it's hard to explain, but I don't know if it was the hype. It's a Spielberg movie, and it was an epic. It was big. It had a lot of extras and, you know, all the stuff you would expect. But didn't you sort of feel like one thing I noticed right away was the way it was shot? It looks like it was shot 30 years ago. It didn't have that high def sort of. Did you notice that? It was like it was. Like I was watching a movie 25 years old or something. Not because of the time period, World War One, just because it didn't have a lot of...
Maybe that's something how they filmed it. They did that on purpose.
I guess so. All right, tell me if you'd agree with this, Ken. That movie, to me, War Horse to me, is sort of a combination of these four movies. Lassie, but you got a horse instead of a dog. Old Yeller, horse instead of a dog. Gone with the Wind and Saving Private Ryan. It's like all those movies sort of balled up into one. Would you agree?
I would certainly agree. And actually, I would agree with that it was like Mission Impossible, like you were talking about, because it was so cliche.
And it was.
Like one scene after another was cliche, cliche, cliche.
And the first thing I said to Peon when I came in today off the air, I said, I saw War Horse last night, and I said, just like Mission Impossible, it was a movie full of cliches. Everything in that movie, you knew what was coming next. You could see it a mile away. There was there were no surprises. You knew you were going to get ready to tear up. You knew when, uh-oh, something bad's coming. I better look away. You know, my wife, the one particular scene, I won't give too much away, but you know what I'm talking about, Ken, where he runs through the barbed wire. You know, she had to look away. And I kept telling her, it's a movie, okay? It's probably rubber barbed wire.
The only thing about that scene that I liked is when the German guy corrected the English guy on his language.
Yes!
I thought that was pretty good, because he's like, I think speak English pretty well.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It's a good movie. I would never say it's not a good movie, but man, I expected it to be great.
No, it's not an Academy Award winner.
No, I like at least once in a movie for something to happen I just didn't see coming, and it's not in this movie.
But okay, I called it originally was, okay. I'm not particularly religious myself, but I have no problem with what Tim Tebow does.
Yeah. I just...
Because that was the original conversation here, and I think that Tim Tebow doesn't push it on anyone. He thanks what he believes, which is great for him, and we all should. It doesn't matter whether what religion you are, and I have no problem with it. I think the people that do have some searching to do.
Yeah, I agree. And this is a country where we make slots like the Kardashians and Paris Hilton and these people. We make them rich, and we fall all over ourselves for them. So why is it that we have so much trouble with a guy who's not doing anything wrong? He's not being a bad influence on anybody. He's just a good, clean-cut guy. And when I hear people make fun of him and call him names, then normally I'd be disinterested. Now I'm interested, and I want him to win.
Well, and he doesn't ask people to believe what he believes, and
no.
He doesn't say, thank Jesus that we won.
No.
Or he just thanks Jesus for his ability and for what he's been given. And that if that's what he believes, more power to him.
You bet.
That's all I have to say.
Ken, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. He agrees. 3 on a war horse. And Tim Tebow, what's the big deal? How much time out of a game does Tim Tebow spend doing anything that would offend anybody? 8 seconds?
The only thing I've paid attention to is what football experts have said, and it was just about his ability to be a quarterback. That's the only negative things I've really paid attention to. I don't pay attention to any of that
stuff. Well,
that's
a separate issue.
Right.
His ability to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
But
he's done pretty well over this stretch here.
Well,
I mean, I think he surprised people.
He had 3 bad games in a row, but he had a good one, and they won on... over the weekend.
And the greatest players in the world have had 3 bad games in a row at some point in their careers. You're listening to Sports Talk on the Big 550.
Mm-hmm. That's right, dude.
Let's go to Brett. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Frank. Amen to PM, sir.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know, I don't want to keep marching down the same street, but just talking about Tebow, I want to say that when I first got in my car and I jumped on and turned the radio on, when you said skanks and sluts, man, I about ran my car into the garage.
Yeah, but it's true.
I know, but you know, it seems like you noticed. I don't know if it's just lately or over a couple of years that Christianity, though in general, was really put down and seems to be villainized over other religions. Why do you think that is?
I don't know the answer to that, but I don't understand. Look, you don't have to support what he believed, but how about this? How about just not commenting and making such a big deal out of it? Just let him go. Let him do his thing.
Who cares? I mean, he seems to be doing pretty well, and it's about his ability, not his religion. It just seems like in general, though, if not to go off on a rant about other religions and things, but it's okay if being the politically correct situation. It's okay to be Muslim and blah, 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 but Christian, it just seems like that's like a negative now. Why is that so horrible?
I know. I don't get it. I appreciate the call, Brett.
Hey, thanks a lot. You guys have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Here we go. Here comes Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM, so that makes me wonderful.
It does make you wonderful.
Well, I didn't really call about Tebow, but I will make just one word comment about your stand on the matter, and that is, amen.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
The thing I really call about is, I've been worried about the little bitty, itsy bitty, teeny tiny, lowly penny. There's been so many pros and cons about keeping it or removing it from our currency that I'd like to say something on its behalf.
All right. Go right ahead.
Well, the lowly penny, yeah, a lot of us get them in our pockets, but I put them in a jar. And at the end of the year, that little lowly penny can rack up about $100 for me to put in a charity.
I've actually done this, what you're talking about. And it is amazing, if you empty your pockets every day at the end of the year, how many dollars you have in pennies.
Exactly. And the other thing of it is, if we didn't have the penny, every time we take our tax our taxes. You know, you go to the store and it's a dollar and you have to pay another 7 or 8 cents on tax on that dollar. If they have to figure that out, it's going to come out to 0.023, and then you add on another penny or 2 pennies. Now, we're going to have to round it up to a nickel, so we're losing more money.
No,
so I just kind of like, I want to keep the penny.
Well,
I like it.
I don't like it or dislike it, but I want to go back to your first idea, because if we took a year and everybody in the United States took every penny at the end of the day and tossed it into a can or whatever,
then
all of us went to designated central locations. In other words, there'd be a place designated in St. Louis, a place in Seattle, and we took all those pennies and we decided we're going to throw all this at cancer, ALS, AIDS, whatever. Man, do we have a lot of money.
Well, you know, Oprah did that one time. Oh, this has been years and years ago. You just reminded me of it, that she had everybody collected all these pennies, and they collected something like nationwide over $1 million.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Well, Oprah and I think a lot alike, except for the Rosie O'Donnell thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part company
okay,
there.
That's all I wanted to say, Frank. But
all right,
put out a good word for the little bitty penny.
All right,
it
Linda.
It has a purpose.
Linda, thank you.
But if it's costing our government 2 cents to make it, though,
that's so stupid.
I mean, how about just not make it out of copper anymore? Just make it a different metal that doesn't cost as much.
Can check the tread on your tires, too.
Well, as soon as all the people who say get rid of it, as soon as we do, then they're all going to be griping about, well, they rounded off the sales tax to a nickel. Mm-hmm. It would have just
You're
been
right.
3 cents if we'd have kept the penny. You'll never make everybody happy. But I think there are a lot of pennies out there. I used to, I have a drawer right now of... it's every coin, because at the end of the day, I take my pockets, I just dump the stuff out, and then I put them in a big Ziploc bag. And then when that gets full, I get another big Ziploc. And then now I'm to the point where I've got so many coins. You know, banks, and even First Community, they don't sort coins. They don't do that. You can go to those places like at supermarkets where you dump the coin. But then they take, what is it, 8% or something?
Yeah, 8%.
Well, how about this? I'll give you the 8% if you want to take it and use it to feed people or help some poor kids or something. But I'm not paying you an 8% commission. I'll just keep collecting coins till I... Well, the other option is you've got to stack them and roll them in cardboard tubes yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready to spend 3 or 4 days doing that. One more quick hit, and then we'll take a break here. This should be Jim. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I want to get off the penny and get off Tim Tebow and get on Tina.
You're off both of them.
Oh.
And I'm with you 100%. I want to get on Tina, too.
I got a question for Tina.
Tina's
okay.
For you.
When her son graduated the other day, were the platoons, were there women integrated into the platoons with the men, or were they separated?
That's no women.
Good question.
Oh, there were no women?
Not a one. 460 guys.
Do they have a separate graduation?
I don't know.
I think he's got a good
six
question.
Six platoons of men.
But he's got a great question, because...
Well, you always see the Army, you see them marching along with the men and women.
Well,
and the Marines still kept it separate.
And
I don't know.
What do you call female Marines? Is there a name?
Yeah, they used to call them BAMs. B-A-M.
Are you serious?
Yeah, broad-ass Marine. That was it.
Are you kidding?
No, that's true.
Wow.
That's true.
Oh, that's not very flattering.
Yeah, they call them
broad-ass.
You know what? He's got
BAM.
A good point, though. I don't see many...
Female. I saw some where we were staying. Remember, I told you we stayed in Billiting.
Right.
I did see some.
Well, I'm sure they had.
No, they were dressed. They were dressed up like.
I thought they had a separate platoon, maybe, but you saw none then, right?
Not in Bravo Company. No.
Wow, that's a good question.
Okay, well thank you.
We'll have to check into this.
Is this Jim Davis?
No. This
okay.
Is, no, that's okay.
Okay.
Jim. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. Well, there was a Jim Davis that commented on my Facebook page, and he's a Marine, and. He's going to be in the Marines 50 years, I think, coming up this year.
Holy man.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I bet he gets a nice retirement check.
Well, he's probably retired, but he goes. They're going back for some, I guess, a ceremony or something.
Right. I lied. We're going to take one more. I said one more, but now it's going to be one more. These phones are all lit up. We've got to talk to these people. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year, everyone.
You too.
Thank you,
Linda, everybody. Happy New Year.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just want to say I am a first-time caller, long-time listener, and I have been forever transformed by your show since my undergraduate years in 2001. So
listen to this.
Forever transformed.
Listen to this genius.
Woo.
Thank you, Linda.
And don't stop doing what you're doing, no matter what anyone says. And you guys have a great day. And, Frank?
Yes.
I turned 50 last year. Can you say that's your favorite age today for me today?
Well, I can say it because it's true. It is my favorite age.
Well,
no,
thank you so much.
All right, Linda, thank you, and happy belated happy birthday.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Women's Marine boot camp is in Paris Island. That's the only place.
Mm. Oh, that's the one on the
every,
East Coast.
Yes. Every graduate graduates at Paris Island?
A woman.
All the women, yes. Though?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that only women? I no have matter had where, like three or four calls saying
is that the only
women.
Place they train?
I guess.
Well, there's only two places that I know of. My son said if you're west of the Mississippi, you go to Pendleton or NCRD, and if you're east of the Mississippi, you go to Paris Island.
If you're
so
woman.
At Paris
no,
Island,
if you're
there
a
are
man
men
or
and
a
women.
Woman.
Really?
I guess so.
See, that's not like the Army.
I wonder if
the Army has basic training all over the place. I mean, all kinds of...
Fort Leonard Wood?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Fort Jackson, Fort Hood, Fort Leonard Wood, Fort Bragg, Fort Dix. I never cared for that. You know.
Boy, if you had your choice, though, would you choose to know that there were women around you? Could,
no, no.
That you couldn't do anything to them?
Is,
or just,
no, the answer is no.
I think I'd rather just have men there, just not even have a temptation.
I don't want to see women doing jumping jacks,
no.
Push-ups, in their shorts or whatever they work out, even hot, any clothing.
Hot, sweaty day
no,
or something.
No. Keep those women far, far. Look, that's like we've talked about before, these girly magazines and stuff. What are you thinking when you go to the post exchange and you buy a Playboy magazine? What are you trying to do? Torture yourself to death? That's bad enough. As
help
it is.
Relieve.
I was almost thankful I went to an all guys high school because otherwise I went. I mean, I did terrible anyway. But it would have been. I would have flunked out probably if we had women there or girls to look at because I just wouldn't have paid attention.
Although I will tell you this, girls in high school in general I think are smarter than guys, and if you can buddy up to one, she can help you study.
Yeah.
I did that. I met a very homely, almost ugly girl who was really smart. Ooh. And I'm not really proud of this, but I kind of pretended to like her so she could help me with algebra.
Oh, man. Oh,
and I even kissed her.
Horrible.
Oh,
I even kissed
man.
Her. Oh, yeah. No, I went to her house. I went to her house and kind of made out with her to get her some help with
my
algebra.
Oh, my goodness.
And she
did she like
did
you?
Did she, like,
she
do the homework for you or just help you study?
Well, okay. She did it for me.
now you're talking.
Wow.
She didn't do it for me, but she almost did, because you either get algebra or you don't.
Right.
You know, all the help in the world, you're just not going to get it. You need a little assistance.
Mm, sure.
Yeah, I still remember her name, too. And she had a pretty good body if she just would never face you.
Butterface?
Yeah.
What about?
I know that's cruel. And look, I'm not George Clooney.
She's probably a beauty now, too.
Could be.
You never know.
You know, she could be. And I'm no George Clooney. So
what was her first name?
I'm not telling you that.
Oh.
Teresa.
Good feeling.
Teresa.
Oh.
That was her first name. Speaking of looks, one of the things that kept me from being the hottest guy in high school, or certainly after high school, was that I was a bald-headed young man. Almost a bald-headed child. I mean, you're barely an adult when you're 21. I was 23 and I was bald. And I will never deny, people will say, well, didn't that bother you, being bald at 23? Are you kidding? Yeah, it bothered me. I would never bend over and pick anything up. I didn't want people to see the top of my head. When I dated my wife, I tried to always be in a position where she was lower than I was. So, you know, I wouldn't lean
Whoa.
Down when I went to her parents' house. I'm serious.
Lower than she.
Yeah. I was embarrassed that I was bald. I'm not embarrassed now because I'm swollen now that even I can have hair like... I don't know, Don King, and it wouldn't matter. I'm just still an old fat guy. But then it kind of gets to you. Now, there are guys, and certainly women. I saw a woman yesterday, and I felt so bad for this woman. You could see straight through her hair, to her scalp.
Oh, I did too yesterday.
That is a sad... That women, you know, that's not the way it should be for a woman. But there's some guys, and they get to be 40, 45, they start losing the hair, and they go insane. They freak out, and sometimes for good reason. Not all guys look good bald. Some guys, their heads are shaped like an egg or something, or some other goofy rutabaga or something, and they look stupid bald. So they want hair. Now, here were your choices before neograft. You could have plugs transplanted where they dig a chunk the size of a pencil eraser of flesh and blood and hair root out of the back of your head, and then they cut a chunk out of your the top of your head and plant it like a potted plant.
Oh.
One little clump at a time. Yeah, I know. And I think it probably was as painful as it sounds. And you have scabbing, and you generally would wear a hat for like 2 years so people wouldn't call you scab head. Then they had strip transplantation. And it was like sods of grass. They would take strips of hair and meat from the back of your head and then lay those strips on top like we'll think of sod. And then if your hair in the back was thick enough, you wouldn't notice the missing little strips, and that was the other way to transplant. Now there's neograft. And a neograft is hair that's transplanted one follicle at a time. So you can pick and choose from, you know, the back portion of your head where you have plenty and it's thick and it's dense. And if the people who do it know what they're doing, as they do at the Lifestyle Center, you'll never even notice the hairs that have been removed from the back. But you will notice that on top of the head, there is hair. Hundreds of hairs that were transplanted one at a time in the neograft process. There are people all over this country who never thought they'd live to see a time when they could have hair grow where hair never grew before on top of their heads. But it's happening. Dr. Richard Moore, who's in charge of this process at the Lifestyle Center in Clayton, is a patient himself and a recipient of new hair on the top of his head. When you meet him, you'll see his hair, and that hair wasn't there a year or so ago. Check it out. That's all we ask you to do. If you don't like the idea of going bald, especially you ladies, because they do men and women, check into Neograft. For most people, one procedure does the job. Now, it's an all-day process. Remember, it's a hair at a time. And you have highly skilled people who are doing this transplanting of one hair at a time. But most people can do it, the process, in one day and don't require a second procedure. If you do, you do. NeograftSTL.com. Located in the Lifestyle Center in Clayton, this is the only place in the state of Missouri that does this FDA-approved procedure. You can go to California and have it done and pay about three times what it costs to have it done here. Neograft. Neograft. That's NeograftSTL.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got an accident. It's on Page east of Goodfellow. It's on Clara. Also, we have police activity. Martin Luther King Drive is shut down east of Morton Avenue to Hodemont for this police incident. We have slow traffic now on westbound 270, a little bit west of Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. Southbound 270 still looks pretty good as you make your way down towards Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 just now starting to get a little bit heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Salads from St. Louis Bread Company can help you kick off your New Year's resolution in a nutritious way. Try one today like the Thai chopped chicken salad or the new Mediterranean salmon salad, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Tomorrow, Coach Frank Haith and the Red Hot Missouri Tigers travel to Ames, Iowa to take on the Cyclones of Iowa State. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. It's exciting college hoops action as the Tigers take on the Cyclones. Tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Here in Southern Illinois, hard work is a way of life. And it's good to know that in Washington, we have John Shimkus working hard for us. While others play politics, Congressman Shimkus is bringing people together to protect and create good-paying jobs. In Congress, John Shimkus is a leader, fighting to reduce the budget deficit, cut government red tape and regulation, increase domestic energy production, expand exports for Illinois farmers and manufacturers. And John Shimkus is a strong supporter of small business, helping our local economy grow. Congressman Shimkus believes in common sense solutions that get results. And in today's economy, good paying jobs are his top priority. Call 202-224-3121 today. Tell John Shimkus to keep fighting for jobs and our Illinois way of life. Paid for by the American Chemistry Council.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is LaRusso's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating LaRusso's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run LaRusso's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of LaRusso's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at LaRusso's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or LaRusso's.com. We'll see you on the Hill at LaRusso's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or LaRusso's.com.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
What's in your drawers? An old iPod Touch can be worth up to $180 when you sell it to GameStop. Go to GameStop.com/iTrades for details.
Stuck in the middle, Steeler's wheel.
Yeah!
Those songs that you know in about three notes.
All right, back to the phones.
Some on hold, some you have to call in. Don't be shy. If you've never called, we're extra easy on first-time callers. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. George has been holding. Hold no more, George. How are you?
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you, George.
I'm well, but I need your problem-solving group.
Well, they're called the Problem Solvers, and if you need them, you need us, because we are...
the Problem Solvers.
What's the problem, George?
Well, I went out of my way to use one of your advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought something as a Christmas present. And being an old geezer like me, I bought the wrong damn thing.
Oh, man.
So I wanted to take it back. Nowhere on the receipt or in the store, it says no returns.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have this wonderful item that can't be used or, you know, isn't going to be used.
Well, what is the item?
It's a notepad.
A notepad?
Yeah, it's a small computer.
Okay. I thought you meant like a pad of paper.
No.
Where did you buy it?
You want me to tell you?
Well, I don't care. Where'd you buy it? Yeah.
I bought it at the computer clinic.
Okay.
Advertised on your show.
Okay, I don't know anything about that computer clinic. They run commercials here, but I personally don't know anything about them. But if that's their policy, you know.
Nobody said anything when I bought it.
Yeah.
When I called them the day after Christmas, and I said, hey, guys, I made a mistake. I bought the wrong thing. She described to me what she wanted, but I misinterpreted. Yeah, it's my fault, but, you know, I'd like to return this. Okay. It hasn't been used.
Okay, but here's the deal, George. If they have that policy at the time you buy it, I mean, that is the policy.
But they should have said something. Do you not agree?
Well,
is it not posted or on the receipt or something when you buy it?
No sign
in the store? Well, then how did you know there's no return policy?
Because I called them and I said, hey, guys, I made a mistake. I misinterpreted what she wanted. I'd like to bring it back. And said, no, you know, you bought it, you keep it.
So you bought it for somebody else and you got the wrong thing.
Exactly.
All right. There's no sign anywhere?
Nowhere. Okay. Not on the walls, not on the receipt.
Well, I can't verify that.
Yeah, I just got one of these... No, thank you. You bought it. You keep it.
Okay. I can't confirm that because I haven't been in the store, so in fairness, I don't know their side of this story. But let's get to your dilemma. You have a brand-new notebook computer. Can you describe it in any way? I mean, how much was it?
Well, it's not brand-new. It's a rebuild. That's fine.
Okay.
And I knew that going in.
How much was it?
It was $237.
That sounds very reasonable to me. For
I have no problem with the price.
Rebuild. What do you want to do? You want to sell it?
I want to return it and actually go buy the right thing.
Oh, so you're willing to take that as a credit toward what you want?
Yeah, but they don't have what I want.
Okay.
So my problem is, if they don't tell you up front it's not returnable, and they don't write it any place, why would all of a sudden it be not returnable?
Okay, again, not knowing their side of the story, maybe they did say that, you didn't hear it, or maybe it is posted, you didn't see it. I don't know. I can't fight this fight without knowing all the facts.
I understand that.
Right, but if
what?
There's the Better Business Bureau and the Attorney General, if there's a problem like that.
Yeah, but we're not, no, don't do that.
I don't want to go down all that complicated.
And I don't, look, this is an advertiser on the station. I'm not going to start throwing them under the bus of the Better Business Bureau, for goodness sakes. I don't even know the whole story. Here's what I would suggest you do. You've contacted them, right?
Yes.
Why don't you have a computer? Can you email?
Of course.
All right,
I have three of them.
Would you just send me an email? I will see what I can find out here. If you just email frankopinion@yahoo.com, that's the best I can do right now.
I appreciate that.
This is not somebody I even know. I don't even know these people. I don't know anything about these stores, but I would at least be willing to just make a call, see what the story is.
George, did you talk to the manager, or did you just talk to an employee?
To the owner.
Oh, to the owner. Okay.
Oh yeah, it's a small mom and pop kind of business, and you know, I heard them on the radio because you advertise like four or five times a day. You know, starting at
George, here, I'll tell you what we'll do. Look, you're a good listener. You're patronizing an advertiser that advertises on this station. I like that. You send me an email, just a quick paragraph. Tell me what it is and just sort of restate the story, when you bought it. And I will, if I can find out what your options are here, I will email you back.
I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Don't go out of your way. I'm just saying.
No, I am going to go out of my way, but I don't mind going out of my way. I don't mind that. It'll take me 5 minutes. It's no big deal.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, George. Thank you. Okay. You know what I think? This is an older guy. He's not computer savvy. He bought the wrong thing. Now, if they have a policy, here's my take on this. If that's their policy, that's their policy. You can't get mad at a store for following up with what is there.
Especially since he said it's a refurbished and not a new one.
And I don't know this guy. I don't know how much attention he does or doesn't pay to signs or receipts or maybe what the clerk said to him. Maybe they make it very clear and he just missed it. I don't know. But you know what? Like I said, 5 minutes, we'll take a look, see what we can do. Larry, there's a spot on the screen. It looked like Jerry. I guess it's Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. You know, I see a bunch of movies, and I've seen the previews for this movie called The Devil Within, and it looked so scary. I was really psyched to go, you know, to get scared, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It was number one in the box office, but it really was not very good. And to say, I mean, it wasn't scary at all. So I just wondering what movie you would recommend that will really
scare the wits out of you? The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is, yeah.
It'll scare you to death.
I saw the original. I have not seen the remake.
Well, go see it, man. And it's one of those movies that it's not some alien creatures jumping out of people's chest.
Right.
This is one of those things where you can't sleep for a couple of nights because those people could be outside your window. I'm serious. The Hills Have Eyes. And here's another one. Here's another one. Stir of Echoes with Kevin Bacon. Stir of Echoes.
Is that the one where he's invisible?
No. Invisible is not realistic. This is a real, like, this guy could live next door to me. Kevin Bacon, Stir of Echoes, and Hills Have Eyes is the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Larry. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. And I didn't hear the chorus sing, because I think we've done it again with George.
Well, yeah.
Well, I really believe we have.
We've done it again.
There you are. You're on what? You're on break? They're on break.
Union
break. All right. I have something you can consider doing with your $25,000 or more. Now, there are a certain group of people listening going, man, I wish I had $25,000. And then there are other people going, I have $25,000, depending on how old you are, depending on how frugal you are, maybe just how much income you have. You make enough money, you do well enough that you can live a great life and still put away money. Or maybe you left a place and you had a 401k plan and you had $25,000 to roll over and move somewhere else. If you have it to invest or you have it invested, you might want to have a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are with Stifel Nicolaus. They are financial advisors. And that's an important word, advice. You don't have to do anything they or anybody else says. It's just advice. But it's advice that's coming from people who know a whole lot more about investing money than you do or I do. Now, this is what they do. You know, whatever it is you do for a living, you know more about it than I do. Well, this is what they do. And the other thing to remember is they are always aware of the fact that they don't do well unless you do well. If they don't do well for their customers, well, they'd have been out of business a long time ago because people tell other people, you know, don't go to those guys. They don't know what they're talking about. Their customers rave about Mark and Jason. They don't make promises they can't keep, and any financial advisor who guarantees you anything, usually that's not a good sign. You may want to head for the hills. Mark and Jason. MarkandJason.com. You know, you hear the website here every day. Again, Stifel Nicolaus. The website will give you all the information you need, phone number, a little bit about them to set up a meeting. The meeting costs you nothing. Look, that $25,000 or more has to go somewhere. You can either burn through it, spend it all, and have nothing. You can put it under a mattress or dig a hole in the ground, put it in a coffee can. You can put it somewhere and try to earn a whole bunch of interest or buy a stock you think is going to go through the roof and it's very risky. A lot of choices. Why don't you get somebody's advice who does this for a living? Somebody like, or not like, but Mark and Jason. MarkandJason.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, the main highways look pretty good right now. They're just starting to build the volume. You still have that accident on east of Goodfellow at Clara. Also, they have the Martin Luther King Drive shut down between Morton and Hodemont. We've got slow traffic on southbound 270 now. As you approach Doherty Ferry on westbound 40, it's still running slow now between a little bit west of Hampton through McCausland, but it looks like it's thinned out somewhat between 270 and Mason now. Westbound 70 looks good, and this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners with Toyota dependability comes standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis Area Toyota dealer. See your local Toyota dealer for tires, brakes, batteries, and factory-recommended service performed by Toyota technicians using genuine Toyota parts. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes.
That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now. 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com. We'll get you to a
better place. American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Has a doctor told you that you had a traumatic brain injury or concussion? St. Louis University is seeking veterans and civilian adults for a brain imaging research study. Participation requires 2 full days of brain tests, and eligible participants will receive compensation for time. Copies of brain images will be provided at no cost. If you suffered a brain injury since 2002, please call 314-977-8560 for more information. Again, that's 314-977-8560.
All right, after the news that's on the way, right after the news, it's the one and only once-a-week Wood Report. Don't go away. All the Hollywood stuff, the good stuff. I last week met a man and his wife. I'd never met him before. And as soon as they smiled at me, my first thought was, I know that you people have the money to go to a dentist. He and his wife had the yellowest, dirtiest teeth.
Cheese!
Well, I didn't say cheese, but they look like cheese teeth. Now, I will never criticize somebody for not doing something they can't afford to do, but I happen to know what these people do for a living. They both work, and they can go to the dentist. It amazes me how long some people go without a visit to the dentist, especially when they have the means to go.